This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Here in the nation's capital, we are settling in for quite the week of economic news. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, will testify before Congress tomorrow and Wednesday, likely fielding questions about where this economy is headed and when inflation might finally ease up. On Thursday, President Biden is set to release his budget outline for the coming fiscal year. And for the data nerds, of course, we get the jobs numbers for February this Friday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us started.
If you nerd out on economics, like, let's face it, we do at Marketplace, it doesn't get much better than this. And the best is saved for last, the jobs report on Friday.
I'm optimistic we'll have a good report Friday, but maybe not as surprisingly hot as it was in the January report.
That's Yana Rogers, an economist at Rutgers University. She says the pent-up demand for workers is hitting the brick wall of the Fed's higher interest rates. She says higher borrowing costs are a constraint for companies.
And when companies are constrained, they have to cut back somewhere else, and it could be with new jobs, new hiring.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell will read every word of the Friday jobs report, but first he'll face some scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Patrick Horan, a research fellow at George Mason University, thinks Powell will be asked why the Fed is losing money. Horan says the Fed is getting a low rate of return on the bonds it bought to shore up the economy during the pandemic. So
now its liabilities are much larger than the revenue that it's taking in, and that's why it's costing the Fed so much.
Horan says Powell might also be asked about the congressional tussle over raising or suspending the debt limit, setting the stage for Thursday's release of President Biden's budget outline.
The budget will serve as kickoff to the debt ceiling debate.
Henrietta Trays is managing partner at Veda Partners. She says the president's budget is really just a wish list. Congress has the purse strings. But Trays says President Biden will try to narrow the budget deficit with new taxes on corporations and wealthy taxpayers.
Traditional components of that tax policy are what allows him to reduce the deficit and then also spend on things like clean energy, education.
Republicans have floated their own ideas, like capping some government spending at fiscal 2022 levels. You'll hear lots more about all this with many more hearings to come. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.